This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, it's great to welcome Karen Pang from Play School into the studios to have a chat to us about all things Play School, 50 years this year, and also just to catch up on where Karen's been over the last 7 years since we spoke to her on Open House. Karen, thanks so much for joining us on Hope 103.2.
Oh, my pleasure. Happy to be here.
Well, Karen, most people know you as Karen from Play School. It was your first job when you left NIDA.
Yes.
And now you've been doing Play School since 1998, so it's about 18 years. What keeps you staying at Play School?
Oh, wow, there's so many things. I mean, it's just such a blessing to be in a job like that because, I mean, you're there to give children that time in their lives, permission to play, to be creative, to teach them things that they can learn. And the things that we teach them are not just, oh, how do you, you know, cook something or whatever, but it's about, like, the last block I just did was about, you know, helping people. Like, so you're asking people if they want help, or you asking someone you need help, and the joy of actually what that means to share that, you know, help, you know, with each other, yep. That it's actually quite fun. It's awesome that way because there is some of it. There's, you know, there's a sense of the Christian sort of, you know, teachings of, you know, what it is to live together and how we do it in a fun and creative way, but also with a responsible way too. And I think it's just, and the people that you meet and you think you're part of something that has just been going on for so long and you know it works. So it's a privilege, yeah.
What changes have you seen over the years that you've been doing Play School?
Wow, many. For example, I think when I first started, I got in there and I didn't realise, but that what happens is you would read the script, you would rehearse, and you would go through it a couple of times, and then they shoot it, and you did it in one take. So from the beginning to the end, it did not stop. So you're running around cameras, you were finding your right positions, you had to be ready, and no one had to tell you when you were ready, you just had to be there. So it was I think this is goes back to the first question, is that it was the best training ground for an actor because you had to be ready, you had to take responsibility, and you had to be creative because you could make mistakes and you sometimes just had to cover them or just make up something and keep going. So that's one thing that's changed because now we do it in sections.
Yep.
So it's a little bit more polished, a little bit more rehearsed and everything. I mean, this spontaneity is still there, but that I think that's the main one. But I think the beauty about Play School is the things that haven't changed. Like there's very little that has changed. I mean, yes, the presenters have changed, but there's that same quality that is asked of presenters to, you know, to speak to the child, to, you know, to communicate with them and to share this space with someone else and play. Like all those things are just all still there, yeah.
Do you find that you learn things yourself in some of the messages that you're communicating to the kids?
Yeah, you really do. I think, like I said, like in terms of, I think the last few we had, you know, was about things like, you know, language and the joy of sharing different languages among people and among other children who, you know, because we're such a multicultural society. We're sharing, you know, I think fun moments or even just how do we learn to do something that we don't quite know, like that puzzle or that, you know, that problem that you have to solve. So that just to remember that life is like that and the kids will see if you're faking it and, you know, and to really sort of find that and to remember that and that's something that I always remember, yeah.
What I like is the fact that, you know, now we go through products and technology moves so quickly.
Mm.
But to be able to see, you know, Big Ted and Jemima still there.
Yeah, they're still there. You know,
50 years later, they're still relevant. And kids still can identify with that. It's cool.
Yeah, exactly. Like those toys haven't changed, but kids, you know, whether it be, you know, 50, you know, 40 years before to now, they're the same toys, but they still draw to them. Like, because of their, you know, they have certain identities and qualities are very unique, you know, and kids draw to that, yeah.
You were saying that in the earlier days that there were one takes.
Yes.
And we know that Colin Buchanan was on the radio recently and he said, the young ones, they have no idea. Did you have moments like embarrassing or great moments that you recall, you know, just being caught out and stuff?
Oh, yeah. And I think the great thing, I still remember my first one I had to do with, I think it was Simon Burke and George Spartel, because the first one you know, the first few you do, they really make sure you got support system there, because it's very daunting to do that, you know, that one take. And I can't remember this puzzle. I think it was only most of the puzzles are only four pieces. They're made out of tissue boxes. Yeah. And I remember not being able to put it together. Like every time I'd say, is it finished? Because I was learning how the camera sees it reversed. And so I was looking at the screen that was showing me what was, you know, the camera was seeing. But I couldn't quite work out the tail from the front and the head from the back. And they were all cracking up. And they didn't stop the tape, because sometimes, you know, they do, but they just wanted me to keep going. And it just got funnier and funnier and funnier. So there were moments like that when just getting those little things, you know, like you go, oh, I can't quite work that technical part of it out. And so learning things like that, yeah.
In addition to play school, I mean, obviously being at NIDA, you've trained to be an actor, and you've been in a number of films, Danny Deckchair, The Nugget, Superman Returns, and also on TV in Home and Away and All Saints.
Yeah.
If you could choose a dream acting role out of everything that's on the screen, whether it's small or large at the moment,
yeah,
is there an ideal job, a role that you would love to have?
Ah, well, it used to be Mulan. And yep. I used to be like, I want to play Mulan. You know, she's like, she's tough, but she's still sort of like, you know, kind of a girl. Like, she's still young and she's trying to fight, you know, sort it all out. And she fights and she, you know, does this amazing, courageous thing and just goes in there. And I used to go, I want to be her. And she was Chinese, you know.
Yep.
So that's changed a little, because I'm a little older now. So I think, but there's still qualities of that, you know, because I guess, you know, in terms of where I've been and my background, I have a story to tell now. And I think why I want to be an actor was because I want to tell stories, and I have those stories within me, and I have experiences that I can give life. So in that sense, I think it's not so much the dream role, but it's just the dream is still there to now more than ever, is to have that kind of sense of Mulan, which is, you know, to fight the good fight and to step up and to be courageous. And it is about those stories of moving through the darkness or through the depths and coming out and giving people a moment that I think that film and TV, you know, I think that it is still a blessing from God that is, it tells those stories and helps those people see a slice of their life and go, yeah, I can do that, you know, or that really touches me, or how can I help someone else, you know, who is... Yeah.
Yep.
So it's going through the same thing.
You mentioned, and we can obviously see that you're of Chinese descent.
Yes.
Yeah. Coming from a Chinese background and a family, was there pressure for you to be an accountant, a doctor, or like with your family, whatever you want to do, Karen?
Well, it was interesting because it was a bit of both. I think that, you know, there was, my parents were awesome in the way that they gave me all the opportunities they could give for me to pursue the things that, you know, I was interested in or passionate about or felt inclined to, because I just thought, no, I can do that. And they go, okay, go do it. But at the same time, it was kind of funny, because culturally, you know, there was that sense of the question, you know, that would always come up, you know, that, oh, maybe you should do a business degree or something to, you know, to just back you up, or... Yeah. You know, and they'd have that moments where the question would come, you know, do you really want to do this? Or is this really working for you? And because maybe you should, because you're smart, you know, so you could do, like, you know, if you wanted to be a lawyer or something like that, you could. I remember going to, in year 10 doing work experience, I went to a law firm and I was just like, you know, doing the stuff and trying to be a part of it. But I just felt like, man, this is not me. But there are so many things that, as in life, you know, sometimes you kind of try to just, you know, to assimilate, to try and, you know, whether it be please others or try to just for yourself to fit in, and you go, yeah, I can do this. And so, you know, you tried, I tried. But I know this, the artistic side of me just kept coming through. Cool. So, yeah.
You've just recently released a kids album with Colin Buchanan, and now it's a CD on faith and your faith.
Mm.
What was that experience like?
Oh, wow. That was a great experience. I mean, it was like it was challenging, but it was so rewarding. It was so satisfying. It was like at times you just we thought, how are we going to work this out? And but in the end, it was such a privilege and honor because I think, you know, working with someone like, especially like Colin, who has so much more experience in terms of, especially musically than I do, I learned a lot from him. But also learned a lot from him in terms of, you know, his love for God and his experience in expressing that in lyrics, you know, especially for children. He, you know, he was able to break down something that was, you know, quite, you know, it was hard to get your head around, but he would break it down so that it was not only fun, but it was easily like understood and it, you know, it was tantalizing, you know what I mean? So I learned a lot about that. But I mean, also learned in terms of, you know, for myself, like, yeah, how do I put myself into this and how do I, like, you know, also express my faith that God has also honed and molded too. And so in the end, it was two unique, you know, experiences of faith, you know, coming together. And that was a beauty, like, in terms of the, yeah, combining our qualities and our talents into the one place and making it happen. That was a real, like, joy.